Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful, Sam Cooke, my favorite. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. And I'm delighted. I'm late today, yeah. Now, I have been devoting my time on a theme that is connected to government. And it is an issue. The context of it is BC represents a civilized world. AD does not. Do you understand what I say? That if you are a good reader and your mind stays sound, your mind stays sound. And you look at BC or BCE versus AD Anno Domini. You have to be psychologically you got to be suffering from brain I'm looking for the word. Your brain has got to be, something has to be wrong with the way your brain is working. Because logically, BC represents a certain amount of time that went by on Earth and represent a time when no civilized people, not on Earth, the way humanity began, evolution, yes, and then back in that time when there was no civilized human being, came the Homo erectus in Africa. And they go up into Europe and Asia, right? And that is like 1.5 million years ago. There was no civilized people, and they are evolved creatures. They are not civilized in the context of human civilization today. And all the history tells us about civilization today. And it mingles with civilization of the gods. These white people don't want black people to honor the gods. That's the problem. That's why you have AD Anno Domini. It is homosexual faggot, right? AD Anno Domini as a calendar. It is not a calendar. I read to you, Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics and the kind of stuff that they do is began try civilization, the sodomites. They go through some whole bunch of immorality before they get to the point where they began to learn to talk. When I say learn to talk, they didn't learn to talk on their own. You read the history and it will show what history is for. History is to inform. History is to inform about the past. And therefore, when you see BC versus AD, you don't know what that means, right? You are disconnected from the civilized knowledge of the world. And you don't really know what is civilization. Because these sodomites, they are coming from, they're not coming from a genetic creation by any form of God. It's not in history. So, if you're there and you're confused about the world and it can't make no sense to you, that's the reason. Because these homosexuals take over the world. did that happen? It has to be for a test of the African hybrid people. That if, you know, these folks decide that they're going to try a thing after they learn to read and stuff, they're going to try a thing. But they were all just, let's say the right word, inquisition. They were inquisition. It's a test for the African people. Whereas these sodomite people can do such a marvelous thing and they don't pay any attention for white people to come in and transform themselves. First, they are the talking serpent that tempt black people to fuck with them because they want, you know, to get blood to strengthen their longevity. That's what the history shows. And we who are born many centuries after the 12,000 years of their transformation, they are homosexual. They are, you know, they are gay. Culture. Different culture from the African cultures. Just two different cultures. Okay? But it so happened that they come into the world as a tempter to overthrow civilized world and make an uncivilized sodomite world. It's a test for African people. Are you going to make them do that and turn you against your academic world history account, civilization? You're going to make them destroy the civilization that is established by the zodiac calendar, the zodiac 12 houses calendar? Are you going to let them come in and make a make-believe world with Christmas and Easter and a Jesus? None of these things exist. As false as can be, is, what's his name? At Christmas time? What that guy name? Who dress up there? You know what his name is. Right? At Christmas time, he's giving out gifts and stuff like that. You know what his name is? Santa Claus. Santa Claus. Claus, what history you read from prehistory that tells you about a Santa Claus? Now, was Santa Claus on the BC era? Or AD? Christ. B.C. was before Christ, and now A.D. Christ, Christ Jesus. And I'm telling you, when you don't know, you don't know. I grew up with my Christian parents and get to know Santa Claus, Christmas, and stuff like that. And it was something that, you know, pleasant. I mean, there's nothing else to like disturb my mind. So it's Christmas time is just wonderful. I didn't know that I would come to read academic, certified academic history that prove that the entire scope of my perception about the world around me and people I didn't imagine that one day I would read and find that history has nothing to say about A.D. and Adamani. Only to find out, the only way you're going to find, the only way you're going to know what causes these white people to be doing what they're doing, they are the criminals. They are the ones that made all the terrorists out there. They are the ones that teach people to do all of the atrocities. It's them. Presidency in the United States. Closely linked to the Vatican, to the Soviets. They are all criminals. Don't you see two of them in Syria? Both U.S. and the Soviets? And don't you see they change hands? Afghanistan? Remember, there was a time it was the Soviets occupy Afghanistan. And now, come time now, for the sodomites them in America, they go and take over. And they all have their reason why. Yes, they're making money as criminals and as a government, as uncertified government, posed as certified government. They are taking over land with a government and people and bring in their new world government to rule a people who are already under government. They come in with their faggot government and say you got to be their citizen. Only if we were reading and paying attention, we would find out that, no, something is wrong. We don't touch BC era at all and what happened back there. Oh, no. These sodomites come and, you know, look at the means, the way they go about it. You won't understand what happened unless you go and read history from 12,000 years that trace every step that these white people take over the past 12,000 years. Remember, they are alive in up there in Europe from 1.5 million years. That's a long time. A million and a half years is a long time. So what I'm trying to tell you, if they were not speaking, they didn't have the language. For all that long time, their species alive all that time. And they never spoke. They never have no language. They never have nothing that, you know, they were not a society. They were basically lower beings that don't know no civilization at all. There are no language. Because life just started out. Life just started out. And, of course, there is history to know why life started out like that. However, without knowing, we see the situation and can understand certain things that just don't make any sense. So there's a need to know. And we can start the knowing from right where we are. Because
The world history textbook tells us
that
Homo sapiens, which is like the second class humanoid, they left Africa into Europe 1.5 million years ago. Now, if they did not speak all this long time, how did they come to speak now? Nobody asked that question. All right. But then the gods came between them. They follow the Homo erectus. So the Homo erectus was the first to leave Africa and go into Europe. Right? And then the gods, 450,000 years ago, came to Earth. And about 250,000 years after, it's a long time too, they created beings, hybrid human, primitive worker that they wanted to work. But you see, when time pass, you know, like the Hertz revolution, 24 hours a day, 7 days, 1 week, when those things happen in the past and many of our generation come about, we don't have, you know, unless we are taught properly, will we will we have a good perception of what took place? I mean, actually took place. I'm not talking about anything vacuous or specious here. We are talking about people who lived long ago. If we don't respect that people lived long ago, well, we can't have a productive conversation about what is civilized. Right? There was no civilization on this planet Earth, as far as we know it, until the gods came here. Now, these white people don't want, you see, they write a Bible to block knowledge of African people, knowing who they are. That's why they were able to take a slave, because we got into a problem with them. Over the past 12,000 years, we were doing fine until they came in and interbreed, miscegenation with some of our African people while they were in transit. Just as you see, they are criminal today, and whatever they do, that's what they did. Right? Because all they know. So these poor underdeveloped people. You see, there, you know, not too long ago in the 16th century, they take ships and go to this place. What do they call it? They call it I forget what it is. My class or finish for the day. I am going to walk at 6. Okay. Ghana. Yes. Ghana. I was watching some videos. Watching some videos and see people are leaving America, going back home to Africa in Ghana. Think about that. They are going back to, you know, our motherland. But I am not pleased, and I hope somebody will understand what I'm saying. We should not be looking on America as a white people country. Why do we do that? Are we so backwards that, what, all right, what do you think is going to happen based on what happened before? They were controlling. They were controlling Ghana. That's how they make up building there and place to, like, carry slaves and do them all kind of a thing. The building is there right now in memory of what these homosexual culture sodomites do to the African people. They are not human beings. So now, when they take us away from the Africa, Africa sold us to these faggots, right? And here we are. Africa hasn't done anything to protect us. They don't, no critique, nothing. And these sodomites, they're writing a Bible that totally destroy a lot of us brain. You see? Because there is nothing do they know that is indigenous, especially the diaspora people in the West. They don't know nothing about our essence of Africa. They do not. Now, you satisfy, you think that, oh, you were, and you don't believe in prehistory, Sumerian history either, where you were created by DNA fertilization in vitro. You believe in the Bible that tell you this sodomite God created Adam and Eve in a garden, but you can't find the garden mentioned, the place, the geography. Now, what are we doing with a Bible that has never received any academic endorsement, academic certification that what you are reading there is true? Now, the Bible is not certified by no academic people at all to say anything you are reading there is history, right? None whatsoever. If you read a certified book, it doesn't have to be the World History Textbook, nonfiction book, any nonfiction book. That's the classification. That's the certification that it is recognized nonfiction. When you go into the library, you don't go into the fiction section to get that. You got to go into the nonfiction. Is that a little bit of difference or 100% different? That's what it is. When we cannot respect when we cannot respect our origin, when we cannot respect the history of it, then we are living wrong. We're not living a good life because we are given intelligence, good judgment, make distinction and all this. And when we decide to believe the Bible and tell us tales about we need to be saved and all this story with Adam and Eve and stuff, these things are not true in any kind of way. The problem is when our mind gets so disabled and they give us something like the Bible and, you know, turn it into an establishment about heaven and earth and all this kind of stuff. And our God, you know, begot a son. You know, they make a terrible mistake when they talk about God begot a son, but because we know about begotten things. And when we read about a man begot a son, or Abraham begot a son, or Adam begot a son, we understand what that means. It doesn't mean that Adam go look for a man as a companion. Now think about what I'm saying to you. Think about what I'm saying to you, because the power in the truth will do the job. We will have our liberty if we know the truth, because the truth make you behave truthfully. And then you're going to find out that a lot of things changing right now. And these white people who think that they are going to be forever taking control of our territory and us, that's not true. And it doesn't matter what they think about their heroic act of criminality, Inquisition criminality, and crusades. Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics. What he's going to talk about is he's going to talk about the wars of religion. This is the document list. False. The Pope will address including wars of religion. No, wars of religion. Abuses during the Crusades. Abuses during the Crusades were the African people doing anything? Is there anything that he's saying that we do to them? It's a one-sided stuff. Do you understand that? Now, when you're hearing this and it doesn't mean anything to you, go check your psychiatrist, because something is wrong. You need to be seeing contrast in what you read. They are the church. And how many church in the world? One church. They have different denominations. These homosexuals culture, this is what they are about. They are sodomites, and you read about them in the Bible. They don't want like two girls, they want two men that are, you know, visitors to Lot. That's what they write in the Bible. The Bible is not certified. Is that truth? Well, you can only read between the lines and understand that you don't take the Bible as an inspired word of any God that created the world or mankind. You don't. It has no certification whatsoever. When talking about God begot a son and all these kind of stuff here, I am reading that they do over 2,000 or so years to the African black people. Now, when you hear me say, there is kingship, government in the world. And you don't have to have no dwelling place where things are going on. If people come here and destroy the structure of the government, It doesn't mean the government is destroyed. And this is what you got to look at. This is what they have done to the African people when we didn't do, we didn't go in their territory. We have not done anything to these people, but they push themselves to intermingle with some of us and get generations mixed with black people blood, but them still white. And that is what is causing the problem today. You don't understand that. But they've been on us with them false government. And if we can't see that it's a false government, well, we will perish with them. You see what I mean? Because there was no heaven where them are promised you in the Bible and stuff like that. You can forget about that because you're going to read that Bible with some sense and find out that those things are not true if you don't do that already. Here is all these things, these holy people, sodomites, them who don't want or prefer women. They shouldn't want no African, period. But now you see what they are doing. They are telling you what they have done and they are apologizing. And yet still, we are still going to their church. It's going to be bad for African people who just not able to read and make distinction. And conduct yourself based upon what you know. Now, believing in something you don't even understand is not something you know at all in the context of you being edified. So they have been using their crusade and inquisition, disrespect for cultures and faith in the course of evangelization, affronts to women, races, and ethnic groups, and abuses of the rights of individuals. I read it here. What I'm saying to you here is that what is going on in the world right now, it must be a test for us to see these sodomite culture come and take over everything and take over us and come with their fraudulent AD and Adamani. Specious, it's specious, and it is vacuous, the AD Anadamani. Specious and vacuous. If you don't understand that, well, I don't think it's difficult to understand. But if you think that it is deplorable that you have been dealing with BC and AD and you don't know the difference. And if you knew anything about BC era, you would not be without understanding what AD Anadamani used as a calendar really is. You just won't. You will go on and go to church and think that, oh, Adam and Eve really died for your sins. The God of the Bible, if you are reading the white people writing of when they are invading, when they are invading who they identify as Romans, in invading Palestine. If you read when they are invading Palestine and invading America, if you read what they say, I tell you the name of the document that you can find, Google. Puritan Christian Agenda. That's right. the Puritan Christian agenda. And you will see that they're telling you that God sent them, you know, to destroy the Americans. They make up their mind to destroy us. You think they just make up their mind? Over 12,000 years. That's when they began to talk. And come now, they couldn't find the Western world because they couldn't talk. They didn't know direction, I mean, like to go anywhere. So 1.5 million years, where were they? In Europe. In Europe. Right? So it's after that time, they began to chase the African people and interbreed up with some of them and get a generation after them with black people blood in there. Elohim blood. You see? And what they are doing now, they are very abominable and dominant. They don't have any sense of honesty. They learn it from us. They didn't know about no Ten Commandments or not like that. That you see them are read up now. So they take everything from us and begin to sack it to us. You see what I mean? Now, as long as we are here in America, before these invaders come here, plain that the place is ours. It is clear that America is not theirs, and they're coming to talk about United States. It's not these faggots. They have their place in Europe, and the history, hold them down in Africa before African people were created in Africa. Until we developed and was journeying out from 100,000 years ago, we left, some of us left Africa and come to the West and many other places that we settled outside of Africa. That's the time these white Homo erectus interbreed with our people. Okay? Till they can now interbreed up themselves and have our blood. And that's how gradually they get into Africa. And all I can say, there was no reason for us to be sold into ship by these honest fucking people that all they're going to do is begin to erode, find a way to erode our species. That's what they're doing. And why is it they are allowed to do it? It's because they were told, read Deuteronomy 28. It's not a certified book, but it is a lot of uncertified books tell things that are truth. And in this case, you have to like read between the lines and look at what's relevant. And if somebody tell you that the God of the Bible make the trees and the ocean and stuff like that, then that is enough evidence. You better know, say, hey, that's not evidence that no God make the ocean. You see? Because no God, no in the Bible will make no ocean, but the ocean is there. So if somebody come up and says, yeah, this God make it, and they want you to imagine that it's true, you are done. If you accept that as true. All right. So what I'm saying to you, and close off on this point, is that we gone bad, backward until it's deplorable. Where black people have lost their inner high sense of reason. Right? So we are seeing, 2020, they externalize, but my friends, we are not reasoning and finding out what's right from what's wrong. We gone with Adam and Eve in a garden, and we don't see that when the prophet Isaiah describe the prophecy that the Messiah would come and sit upon a throne and bring peace, black people don't see, so none of that no happen. Black people don't see that. And I imagine people going from leaving America and go back to Ghana. And I think that is true for the black people them who say that who are Christians. They still don't understand that Christianity is abominable. And the deception that make us think that Christianity make you live good. You need to understand what is happening there. Because we come up in the church and are Christians, yeah. And I don't deny that there are Christians in the context of what the history says. It's not that good thing that we call Christian and think that it's all right. No, Christianity, the most devilish thing you could ever believe in. This is just not true. No God don't begot no son. No God and him son make heaven and earth. Those things are not true in any kind of science. But because these white people that we call them now, they are Pruto. The best type of white people are those who have African blood. You got to understand that. They are the ones now that are giving the real hybrid people a hard time. You see what I mean? But it would only be for a time. It would only be for a time. I'm like I say, it's a test to see whether what we will do eventually. I mean, it is expected that okay, we go astray, our ancestors go astray. We don't know nothing about that. But we are following in the ancestors' step by interbreeding with them till today. So if you don't know what you call a sin against the Elohim that created us, these white people were not created by no God or gods. None at all. Read the world history textbook. That is not lying. Because they are the ones that are controlling the world history textbook. They wouldn't put anything in there, I mean, knowingly. And if these kinds of stuff that they do in the Bible, if they don't know it's against them, that fulfills that they are uncivilized to write those kind of stuff and don't know they are destroying themselves someday down the road. Civilization rise up and say, well, what is this? You're killing people and all these kind of stuff and out there with military stealing African wealth all this time. That's right. So I wanted to, bring this point on to a close that we have got to open our intellect. And because we are so far gone in believing this God, Jesus, Adam and Eve story, it's difficult for us to get out of it. We going to have to think academically, seriously, before we'll ever get out of it. Because what you believe now, you're not about letting it go. Not unless your mind still retains a level of cognizance that serious thinking can get you out. Words can do it. But when you don't believe anything else, you're not going to seek to know anything. That's the thing about it. I wasn't afraid to see that words are telling me something that the church is not about. And that's the only thing that saved me. All right. They are bringing Christianity, the Bible and the stories in there like it is something that is really true. But it's a program, or it is a scheme that white people have, why they do the things they do. And they find out that we're not catching up with what they are doing. And it takes a few hundred years before they really get it, you know, get our brain soaked with the Jim Jones Kool-Aid. You see what I mean? It takes hundreds of years. So it takes a few generations for us to come here today. And what do we see? The church with the vagabond them have church. And I tell us, like, everything is all about African people. And that's a lie. That's a lie. You see, why would they need to come with and make another world where all the wealth is here and everything like that, that if they want to live like they are decent people, they are free to live on our land? They have their land. But, I mean, if we have something and they want and they, you know, and they're not causing a problem to us, you know, we don't read where there were any problem with the ancestors and them, right? And they went to our schools and everything like that. You see, it's in the world, it's a textbook, where what they did as under Romans. You know, these criminals, but they are their trick up their sleeve a long time. Look, take over anything we have, and we have a right to just say, all right, make them stay with it. No! No. Now, we know the truth. And the truth they must hear. Right? And it's only up to us to stop voting for them. I mean, because clearly, when you look at this now, you might just, you know, just don't feel right. But you've got to know the truth first before you have strength to conduct yourself the way you think you should. You see, nobody is going to force anyone to do anything because we are not working for the gods. The period of time long gone, but we have their blood. They care about us, right? But now we gone and raise up a generation of people that we don't even have them. They gone to the other monkey side. You see? We just don't give up nothing to them, especially now. We know the truth. We know the truth. There's just no way we're going to say it's a long time now. No, go, sir. You know how many of us they have diminished, killed? No, there's just no way. It's not what nature meant. Nature meant to teach us something. That's what it is. But we have the intellect to grasp academic knowledge, use good judgment by words. Come on. Oh, we're reading something like AD Anno Domini - AD Anno Domini BC - AD Anno Domini, and you don't make no sense of it. You, with college education, somebody, and not just college education, high school education, that's all I have. Education, college education, university, and all other higher education schools. And if somebody asks you, what is AD, what is BC versus AD Anno Domini, you can't tell. All right. But just ask you what BC represents, what it means. You don't know. Ask you, what is AD Anno Domini in the year of our Lord? You still don't know. You're convinced about a lot of things that you consider are facts concerning us as Africans. I mean, African hybrid and ethnic groups. You don't know nothing about it? You don't know what happened in the BC era back there? But you know what is happening in AD and Adamany now, right? And you know all of what these white men are planning to do with black people. Can't you see the difference? Me don't know. And they're going to leave America and go back to Africa and take Jesus with them. That bothers me. I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and I'm late, so I'm going to try and do what I do bring to present. And I only hope that more people will get enlightened and do what you want to do, because it's about each of us own sense of decision, right? Because it is for sure, if we live by the information we have of our prehistory, how we are to live, right? Well, who don't live the right way? It's their lot. But for us here today, is for us to live. What costs us to live the right way? What it costs us? Just the knowledge. Gain the knowledge. But by no means these white people, as long as I am alive, will sit back and say it's all right for them to do what they have done to us. And there is no law. It's the thing about it. There is no law whatsoever that they have to show. They invent what they want to call law when they are under a jurisdiction of a kingship government on planet Earth, not just up in Europe. Not just in Europe. And nature gives them their lot up in Europe. And they're up there almost 2 million years. And they are going to come and say now, after they learn stuff from us, they're ready now to show that they are faggots and they are criminals. Inquisition and crusades. And then they go on like, no, they are civilized society. Right? While they take our military and every single thing that they are using, it's ours. Now, men afraid for talk the truth. I am not afraid to talk the truth, because these guys create these evil, overthrow Palestine, overthrow America, and overthrow Rome and so many other places. Why do they do that? Because they want to make us sodomites. If you don't see that, you're not seeing. They don't come out here with any intention to go back. No, they come out here to mix up with us and kick us out. And they talk about that you're under their constitution. Bring the constitution here to me and let's see how authentic it is. Okay? Because I know enough about what civilized country, what they are, the law that they go by, right? Kingship. We're the world, go in history and tell what is government in the world is the textbook. It's not democracy. What? No, they are not going to have kind of opportunity to prove that they have a legitimate government. They just don't. You see, Their brains is not where civilized people brains are. You see, they've gone off to a world that they have several kind of blood inside of them, that they are never going to go to that time when they would be civilized. They're done. Because the earth is hewing them out right now. They don't know about their, you know, running a government and Gorbachev and all of these other guys that they have there. Now, what his name here is over there now. And all they do is stealing from Africans and claim it's theirs. No. African people, you are to wake up because you're not reading properly. If you see a Garden of Eden for real in the Bible, well, let me know. I want to know about that. Because I don't know anybody who can point out a geography where Garden of Eden is. I don't know of that. Now, if you're going to hold on for something like that, I talked to somebody who tried to do that, you know. They know say something right, but they still tell you, say, them right, and I am to put down what I think and take up this other stuff, what them are trying to tell me. No. Words are too certain for anybody to be convinced of what somebody tells them. And it's not something in the context that you don't have any other way to treat this thing and just hope for the best. No, this is a case where we go to school, we learn to read, and you have good reading comprehension. Well, you know the difference between BC and AD. So the fact that you should know that and you don't know, I'm not being disrespectful when I say that you're not reading properly, although you go to university. Because how can you be going to university and you can't tell the difference between BC and AD? Wemek! All right. See what I'm trying to say? No. When I began to read and begin to see things different, like in Matthew 2, star, men follow star, wise men follow star. It's pure sodomite, you know, fraud you're reading in that, because there is not one thing in there that is true, okay, about what they're saying, about wise men following star and go seek direction to the baby. Nothing, no go so. Go read it again, and you will see. And you tell me if you don't find any fault with it, where is the fault that I find? And I will begin to tell you then with a loud, loud mouth. You see, the white people represent a evil psychological human world as it is right now. Right? They are glad for where they are. But they are not civilized. They have every reason to be glad for where they are. You see what I mean? But I'm saying to you, we don't need to go fight them with nothing at all. We never really fight them, I mean, like in the context in which I am talking. You see, I'm aware that when they fool around certain type of black people retaliate. And that is not the fight I'm talking about. These folks pursue the African people from long ago. You see, 12,000 years ago, end of the Neolithic, not the Neolithic. Is it the Neolithic? Yes, it could be the Neolithic, I mean, coming on to the Bronze Age. I don't remember these things like I used to now, but I don't want to be wrong, right? So work it with me, right? So I'm telling you that they were not making any sense but making stone tool up to the Bronze Age, like BC 1200. We know at that time, right? But then they had some education by then, you see? And they were doing all kind of things because there are quite a few of them, but not big, you know, mass of them. But they began to use that education. And that's what they used to overthrow the king in Rome, Italy, and call themselves Romans from then. You see what I mean? And they tell all these lies. But if they tell you all these kind of lies, why would they tell you the truth about Adam and Eve in the garden? They don't know nothing. We have a history with the way we were created. And what they got in as Adam and Eve in the Bible, it is because they know of our history. Yeah. They know of our history. And they are extracting stuff from our history. Otherwise, they would know nothing about no Moses, no Abraham, no Adam and Eve. They wouldn't. So if you don't understand the relationship that the white people demonstrate now, that's what has caused the problem we have today. So if you are afraid to read and discover that the Bible lets you down, you shouldn't. Depend on the words that you are reading. That's what I read and find out. From a scholastic point of view, no God in the Bible is true. No God in the Bible is true. And that is not telling you that no God, no day and all. That's not it. The way to understand the world is to read properly. Such as I'm saying, you don't know what BC is. You don't know about the world that begat our ancestors that causes us to be here. So let me go ahead and read the thought that I have, and we won't have no more than about 40 minutes to go. So let me read this and see what you get from it. Not Elohim civilized law. Not Elohim civilized law. Ron DeSantis yes, Ron DeSantis defies 1220 AD Anadamani court order. Let's see what they're talking about. The Code of Hammurabi is a Babylonian legal text composed in circa 1755 to 1750 BC. It is the longest, best organized, and best preserved legal text from the ancient Near East. It is written in the old Babylonian dialect of Akkadian, purportedly Hammurabi, sixth king of the first dynasty of Babylon. The preface directly credits the laws to King Hernamu of Her, of Er of the Chaldees, right? 2112 to 2095 BCE. Now, Tutes finds of yes, finds of monetary compensation for bodily damage as opposed to the later text. The later text. T-E-X. Composed for bodily damage as opposed to the later text, Textalian, I don't know what this is, principle. Could it say I for an I? Okay, so they're talking about it institutes fines of monetary compensation for bodily damage as opposed to the later textalian is I for an I principle of Babylonian law. However, murder, robbery, adult and rape were capital offenses, right? Murder, robbery, adultery and rape. Pardon me on that one, right? It was not adult. It's adultery and rape were capital offenses. Credited circa 2100 BC, 2050 BCE, purpose, legal code. Only African Elohim and the above prehistory BCE civilization. Kingship law code accepted for civilized human orderly society in African land jurisdiction. White sodomite men from Europe 1.5 million years ago, part of human civilization in prehistory jurisdiction. That's just broad fact. Research that. Yes. So it says, remove all European political activity from land and civilize human law and order society immediately. Get them out. It doesn't matter who they are. The truth is here. They need to get out. All sodomite culture people must go back where they come from. Really, the punishment for these white people who steal everything from us and decide that they're going to stay while they kill us out. Well, it's not designed for that. It's designed for us to prove that we are hybrid and you guys ain't. And what you have done and process that we have been through, humiliation, this is to let you know that you don't know right from wrong. You're a thief. This is to let the world know that white people are not civilized because they can't do the kind of stuff they do to the African people and be civilized. You just can't. So, look, go away. Go away from our territory and all the churches that you have. You know, you can take them up and carry them with you because I tell you what, it's going to be very, very terrible for you folks, right? When the God see that we eventually see the light, blessed be to the gods, you know, they just leave us to punish when we see. We turn around and know that we have lost what is most dear to us is the gods. Regard for us. You see what I mean? They tell us that, they tell us this, that we must always remember. Never forget it. He says, important religious developments also characterized the new urban civilizations. All of them developed religions to explain. All of them developed religions to explain the workings of the forces, of nature. Yes, they go to explain all these to the people who are coming after them, you know, taking, you know, living on then taking their place sometimes. When they rise up in the emergence of civilization, this is what is going to happen. Important religious developments also characterize the new urban civilizations. All of them develop religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact, and the fact, and the fact, what the fact means. The fact is, what has happened, existence, the fact of our existence, the fact, who created us, that's the fact of our existence. Ask a lot of people right now, what is their existence as a race? They can't tell you that. Can't tell you that because they're full up of Jesus. We don't exist. You see? And people still believing that nonsense. That these faggots come and teach the world because they have an agenda. So, it goes on. Gods and goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community's success. And it goes on to say some more. So, if you don't know your existence, you are out. You're out. You're definitely out. All right? So I give it to you. So now I'm telling you the end of this, what I'm saying here, that it says, white sodomite men from Europe 1.5 million years ago, not part of human civilization. Read to find out, because it may struck a lot of people hard. But read it. They are not. They go through a whole bunch of stuff to be what they are here today. Right? Yes. They are not a part of human civilization in prehistory jurisdiction. And when they say they have government, they don't have none either. They can't prove it in the record that I'm reading from. Okay? They are not. Okay? Because, look here. when they talk about Jesus Christ and his father and stuff like that, go in the Bible and you will never find it. They write something for you to believe, but if they were writing it for you to know knowledge, those things would not, you would never find any virtue in none of what they write. But they write it for you to believe it. You see, if you can prove what they're writing, then you're okay. You have knowledge. But if you can't prove it, and they might write it and I tell you say it exists, now it's time for you to go. It's time for you to leave them alone. And if you're so, you know, tied to what you believe in and you're not about to take it through a process to prove it, then you're destroying yourself. All right. Remove all Europeans. Remove all European political activity from African land and civilize human law. And an order society and out of society immediately. That's what I have to tell them. And that's what Africans supposed to tell them. Instead of African running away, going back to Africa. Look, you got to understand that these white people control a lot of Africa. And kill a lot, you know, they were controlling. How could they take us out of Africa unless they had African under control, the leaders them under control? They were ruling over there. And whatever happened, why they decide to keep a distance, happened. But you can see, Africa don't say nothing at all about these terrible, massacre that they do. Africa say nothing. Africa not give with the history book for we read. All right? So, if we don't become enlightened to have power to drive them out, they will always be trying to kill us. No, but the time here now that we have the hurricane and tornadoes, and they have been seeing the tornadoes, but they don't care. Just as how they are fucking each other's ass and get sick and have to go into the hospital from time to time because of the injury that they are getting. But to them, it's their culture. It's just like another thing where you have to go to the doctor for. My friends, these people are not civilized. Read the history and know that. The places that we have as our own from antiquity, they don't come here and tell us get out with imperial colonialism, that you cannot find any type of Hammurabi law code for that. Or Namu, or Sargon, or Solji, or even Gilgamesh. You don't find no king for what they do, talking about AD and Adaman and all these kind of stuff they talk about. There is no law for it. They're making up theirs. Now, they're making up law for African people. Hello? These same people who are a sodomite culture come to our land and come raise up a D and a Dominie and with Supreme Court, everything to destroy us. That them say they make up. And because we have not been able to understand what they're doing. Here we are. But now we understand. Now, without equivocation, white people, they are honest fuckers. We don't want them in our culture. Now that we understand we did things wrong. You see, and you read that in a Genesis 28. Not Genesis, pardon me, Deuteronomy 28. And you can see the problem that was going on 12,000 years ago, right? And now they're trying to duck and lie and everything like that. No more. No more. I have legal education. I do paralegal. I know enough about law. Nothing technical here. You don't steal from people. Okay? You don't steal from people. And especially if they think that they are coming from antiquity, when what were they in antiquity? They make stone tools. They can't talk. You see what I mean? Drag them in. Come here, come talk to me. You see? And then you will start to pack up and go back to Europe. Because there's nothing here in civilized academic book that mention these people as it says they are uncivilized. They are homo erectus. All right. Let me finish this. They are sodomite culture. They use They used their AD and a Dominie law to fuck on us, to make it legal. You see? Yes. Yes. They make it legal to marry and fuck ass all the day of your life. We don't want them in our culture. Just take it and get it. Tend like they are of hybrid people, ethnic Elohim civilization. That's the way they are pretending now. You see, the pressure is killing them. The pressure of civilization is killing them because they muddy up what civilization means so that people can't understand that civilization is interchangeable with Elohim. Because that's what they are, civilized. So they come here, a civilization of them come here and may judge, you know, four rivers in Africa. Nobody don't want to talk about it. These sodomites don't want to talk about the Elohim dredge those four rivers and all many, so many other things. They don't want to, you know, I mean, identify the value of the Elohim on this earth. Okay? So now they are going down. They are going down, 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 down. These white, you know, some people call them cracker. I don't know what the cracker is, but I know sodomite is a Bible word. It's not even a bad word. It's a sodomite. When I say a bad word, I mean it's good English, right? So they are going down because they're not making any sense from the start, neither now. They kill, 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 and think that that's the world, that's the way the world's supposed to be. And they're free to use everything they steal from us against us until we all dead out and leave them here with it. That's what they want. No, but ask them if they know what kingship is. That's history. That's certified. Not Adam and Eve. You see what I mean? And they feel like, because they don't think like fucking ass is anything wrong. Look, it's just show you that white people are not civilized. Right? If they come out and think that that cavity, you know, at your bottom side there, you know, is some place to have pleasure, sexual pleasure, it means that they are not civilized. You understand that? Because person who is civilized, they're not civilized. They you know, taking some of our blood and carrying on, you know, making a lot of problem in the world. That never happened in the world before, right? If we don't get up and take control of our laws and our country, these sodomites, they will do it like they've been doing. But out they go. Expel. Expel at Elohim kingship order. That's the order I'm using. It is the order I'm using. These out of order and just mad, insane, homosexual, sick, psychopath them, they decide that they're going to turn us, thief everything from us, everywhere we become their citizen and all that. You imagine that. Look how far they have gotten, and Africa is over there, said nothing. Are they being fucked too? You know, there's nothing wrong with me speculating, because I can't see them silent, dead silent, and we are, you know, millions of us in shape going to be fucked and abused by these people. And Africa did nothing till this very date. I don't see that. I just don't see that. All right. Coming to a closure. Michael has been making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization at the southern tip of Africa. His continued efforts and analytical scientific approach have produced stunning new evidence that will force us. You hear what he said? Force us. The places they're laying down in South Africa, 150 miles inland, okay? Place like twice the size of Texas, where they reside for how many hundreds of thousands of years. They are responsible for us. These sodomites realize the position that we are in. That's why they write the Bible and put all, you know, they don't put themselves in there because they stink fucking ass and stuff like that. You know, they're writing a Bible about us, not themselves. You think about that. Why are they using the Bible with us in it? They have no right to do it. That's illegal. That's unlawful. Okay? And if they think it's not unlawful, you wait for quite, wait a little bit, okay? Because the time is right here. The clock ticking. And the gods, no sooner than they see that we get into our right minds, they're coming after you. You can stay there. All right. If they don't exist, they don't exist. Well, you have a getaway there. But so long they exist like they do. Here's the history. You don't have any history to prove anything about yourself, saving that you come from hominid and become Homo erectus. You can't talk. You don't have language. You don't have anything that is civilized. Nothing commercial. Right? And you go into Europe 1.5 million years ago. And you interbreed with the Neanderthals, and them also, don't go no further than stone tools. They make stone tools. And that's them you interbreed up with. Right? But that's what you have. They died out. All of your ancestors that begot you died out. Now, you turn on the African now to get blood out of us. And that's the problem. When we were told, our ancestors were told, that they don't do. Well, it appears to me that based on what is happening here, the ego that these honest fuckers have is that they rape a lot of our people and carry them, go throw them down into some alley or somewhere and interbreed them up. It seems so. I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and I hope that I am here to say these things. I am here to say these things, and there's no way they're not being said. I'm saying them, and you must understand that these white people must get out and go back where they are. Don't sit on our wealth comfortably, because something is coming for them. You take good care. Blessings.
They've got the job to do, and he's got to fulfill that mission. To see his earth will be the greatest ambition. But we will survive in this world of competition.
fire is burning, destroying and melting their gold, destroying and wasting their gold. Oh, right, Natty, right. Go there, Freddy, go there. Tell you what, now the people gather on the beach, and the leader tries to make a speech, but the dragon can tell them that it's too late. Fire is burning, men, pull your own weight. Fire is burning, men, pull your own weight. Natty Dread, rise again. And he said, go to Jenny, go to. Go right, Natty, right.
Okay. I didn't get the sense.